Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Principles for Life and Success, hosted by motivationalist Steve Duncanson. Start framing your tomorrows today.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Paradigm Shifters, Principles for Life and Success. I'm your host, Steve Duncanson. It's my pleasure to be able to be here with you. I'd also like to welcome my co-host, Marilyn Acacio. Hello, Marilyn. How are you? Marilyn, you there?
No.
Okay, so I guess it's just me. And I also want to acknowledge that normally we have our producer, Aurelia Lyles, on the line with us. But today I think we have her sister, Valencia. Is this true?
It's true.
Oh,
it's
Valencia,
very true,
I don't
sadly.
Know. I don't know if your sister told you, but sometimes she's an unwitting participant in the sessions.
Oh, right? Dear.
Feel free to give a point to time to jump in, and hopefully also expect that Marilyn will be joining us at some point as well. But
Marilyn is trying to join us. We're having some little technical glitch here, and we can't seem to connect her, but she is in the ether somewhere.
Okay. Well, that being the case, I'm sure she will arrive at the at the appointed time, no doubt.
Yeah.
We certainly are glad that our listeners are here, that you tuned in, that you saw value in this. And so, as always, I want to make sure that you walk away with value. You know, this we are, I don't know if we can believe it or not, but this is already almost at the end of the second month of the year. It seems like just yesterday we were saying goodbye to 2014 and welcoming in 2015. And we know invariably at the end of one year, the beginning of the next, there are a lot of people make resolutions as to what they will do differently from last year. And there's one thing with making a resolution, and there's a whole other thing with keeping it. With setting goals, but achieving them is really why we set them, for the purpose of being able to, right, that sometimes we're challenged with that happening. And so I want to talk about, you know, kind of wondering what goals we've set and what are some of the blocks that keep us from achieving those goals. And, you know, there are a number of things that kind of stand in the way. And the first place, we start off with good intentions. You find that at the beginning of the year, gyms all over the country are full. But by the time we get to end of February, March, you don't have to wait to get on equipment. It's there. It's easily to get on. There's nobody else that's really trying to work out. Remember going on a cruise several years ago, and the first day of the cruise, we're at sea. And if you want to try to get your workout on during that first day, forget about it. Everybody's on. but by the second, third day of the cruise, you have no problem getting to the equipment. So there is starting. But more important than starting is continuing. And I started to say finishing, but when it comes to personal development of any type, we never finish. We persist in a process, and inherent in persistence is the fact that there's going to be resistance, there's going to be pushback, there's going to be things that keep us from achieving whatever it is that we've set out to do. And what's important is to kind of set ourselves up for success. with having accountability factors that the person, process, or procedure put in place that raise the likelihood, but also this something called the inner game of success. Where we are in our heads, where you are in your thinking, and what things can you do to program your thinking, program your mind, so that you experience success. Recently, at the from the end of 1 year to the beginning of this one, I started a new series myself that had to do with developing better habits across the board in a lot of different areas. The gentleman who shared the information, I highly encourage you to go to his website and check it out. It's Noah St. John.
I think Marilyn has joined us.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me? I've been here all along, but I can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Yay! Okay, thank you. Yeah, there were some technical difficulties here, but I've been here since the very beginning and following. So continue, Steve.
All right, great. Well, I'm glad that you're following it through. We certainly want to be able to hear what you're sharing. So what we're talking about is the whole aspect of developing habits of success. And, a gentleman named Noah St. John gives some insights into how habits are formed in the first place. And clearly we don't have time to get to all the depth of it. I do encourage our listeners to go to his website, noahstjohn.com, and pick up some of the information. But one of the things that I thought really different with regard to his approach was something that he called affirmations. Not affirmation, affirmations. I preceded all this by talking about the inner game of success, having the right mindset. One of the things that we can do that raises the likelihood of achieving what we want, what we're looking for. And so we know this, and many times we've been taught in the personal development realm about making affirmations, a statement of desire of something that we want to see take place, and saying it in the affirmative as if it's already happened. You know, so like, I earn X, Y, and Z amount of money. I have the job that I really, that I've been longing for. I'm in the relationship of my dreams. And so we're stating those things as if they were true. But when you say something to yourself that you want to be true but isn't yet, your mind kind of works against you. Your mind tells you, if you say, I earn X, Y, and Z amount of dollars, your mind says, no, you don't. Or it says, I'm in the relationship of my dreams. Your mind says, no, you're not. Right? So, in other words, we're kind of working against ourselves. It's counterproductive. Those are with affirmations. And the key with the law of attraction, the key with affirmations is that you have to believe it for it to have full energy. And more often than not, we don't believe what it is that we're saying. All right? We don't truly believe it. We say it, but we don't truly believe it. So, point being, rather than making a statement of something being true, what Noah suggests is about asking a question of the same sort of type because of the power of questions. Here's the thing. When we ask ourselves a question, because the mind is a solution-seeking mechanism, it's trying to, if you ask it whatever, it will look for that answer. That's how the brain works. And so if you, rather than making a statement that you don't believe, ask a question along the same lines, it gives you a different sort of energy. So we would say, I am at the weight that I am at the weight that is my where I am at my optimum, right? Or mm-hmm. I weigh X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
When it's not really true. If you mm-hmm. say, why do I weigh 20 pounds less? Your mind begins to think, well, you don't. Well, what if I did? What would what would happen if I did? What would I need to do to be able to make that happen? So rather than create a negative that it doesn't exist, it asks you about a process of how what you need to do to make it true. Does that make any sense to you, Marilyn?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense, and you're reminding me of there's a book by Simon Sinek called Start With Why, and it's not, so he talks about a golden circle. So if you draw a circle, and on the outer part it says what we're doing, and then a circle inside of it says how we're doing, and then the circle inside says why we're doing it. So it makes a lot of sense, and it all starts with why. Why are we doing something? And another thing that makes a lot of sense is that inside each of us is a level of our subconscious that responds literally like a child to all of our thoughts, all of our feelings and expressions, and it sets them into motion so they can manifest. So when we make statements such as, well, I get too cold every winter, right? So then the aspect of the mind begins working with our physical energy. So then as winter approaches, we are more susceptible to catch these two colds because our thoughts, our feelings, and our words become self-fulfilling prophecies, often playing themselves out within the physical body itself. So another thing that you spoke about was the losing weight. And, you know, many of us have the resolution of, you know, we want to lose weight, and we do, and then we gain it again. So why does that happen? So a lot of it is... it's the way the brain is responding to our thoughts, feelings, and expressions. So if you tell your friends, okay, I lost 10 pounds, so then the inner child, that level of subconscious, perks up its ears and it's going to say, lost, lost. So then immediately it begins to work to find those 10 pounds that you lost and get them back again. So the mind is very, it's very, we really have to understand our minds, and because it's so complete with, you know, along with our feelings and emotions. So what you say makes so much sense. And I highly recommend that book that I spoke about, Simon Sinek, and it's called Start With Why.
Yeah, Simon's got some great, he's got a great TED Talk out there that refers to that quite a bit as well. But it is the power of asking not just questions, right, but empowering questions. So as opposed to a disempowering question, Anthony Robbins talks about that a lot. You know, you ask yourself an empowering question, you get an empowering answer. You ask yourself a disempowering question, you get a disempowering answer, right? So a disempowering question is, why can't I lose weight, right? So your brain starts trying to give you the reasons why you can't lose weight.
Right.
As opposed to, why am I 20 pounds less than I weigh right now, right? Why am I in the relationship of my dreams? Why do I live in a duplex condo that I've always wanted, right? As opposed to, why can't I find some place that I really enjoy? Why can't I have the job that I've always wanted? Those are disempowering questions. An empowering question is asking a question in the affirmative as opposed to the negative. But you, like you're saying, when we understand and cooperate with how our minds work, the likelihood for success becomes greater. We set goals at the beginning of the year, these new resolutions, and we don't truly believe them. And then we don't program our minds to achieve them. And as a result, we don't. So it is understanding the power of a question, understanding how the brain works, understanding, you know, very much you mentioned, Marilyn, the power of why. Think about it. You know, we have discussed this on the program before, that one of the questions as children that a child could ask forever is why, right? Ad infinitum, you know, whatever you say to them. And it is an answering, it's seeking a purpose. And in answering that, it really lends itself to creating a different sort of life than we presently have. But and certainly, as a book by James Allen talks about, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And that belief and thought that, you know, the belief is the idea that you hold on to and the thoughts that you, that ruminate inside of you. But whatever those things are, ultimately, it's going to draw you to that thing, right? Whatever you focus in on. And so determining what our focus is, you know, the law of accelerating acceleration says the speed at which you move towards your goal is the same speed at which it's moving towards you. And if you're incongruent within yourself, you cannot move with any great level of urgency towards the goal. Again, I'm going to say that. If you are incongruent within yourself, you can't move with any degree of urgency towards your goal. And so the key is for us to find ultimately what we want and then express in a way that allows us to be able to achieve it as opposed to block us from getting it. Marilyn, anything
can
you want
I
to
jump
add on this?
In?
Yeah, please, absolutely.
This is Valencia. This is so weird to me because I've just recently started looking at this subject myself, and it's just really strange that you are talking about this subject, and I'm just finding I'm having an aha moment. Like you say, you attract what you're thinking about, and so I've been kind of focused on this more positive outlook. So that's all I want to say. Wow.
Okay. Yeah, good. Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that you're having an aha moment, and I'm hoping that, you know, many of our listeners get aha moments, because sometimes we hear the right thing at the right time, and that's what, you know, that's what we're all about. So thank you for sharing that, Valencia.
No problem. My pleasure.
And, yeah, and I just wanted to add, a couple of more things. And, you know, we set goals and we talk about, you know, why, and we have to really, you know, reflect on our lives and look within and ask ourselves, you know, are we loving ourselves, or, you know, how are we talking to ourselves? Are we criticizing ourselves, or are we saying, you know, I'm going to love myself and I'm going to quit settling for too little. I'm going to come to see the, you know, if there's any emotional pain, it's a signal that I'm operating outside of the truth. Or, you know, I no longer need things or people to make me feel safe. It's about, you know, it's about your inner being and your soul and your spirit, and really loving yourself to know that you are good enough and that you are worthy of all the things that you want to receive and have an abundant life the way that you were meant to live. And not lose sight of that. And like Valencia said, you know, she, when you focus on what you really want and, you know, what you want in life and be grateful for the things that you already have, it's amazing how we can attract those things into our life as long as we keep it in sight at every moment, no matter what circumstances we're going through, that we will attract those things in our life.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Here's the irony as well, that whether we attract the good or whether we attract the bad, the same process is in play, right? So whether we're intentional with regard to creating these kind of affirmations that we're talking about or we're not intentional about it, either the positive or the negative is going to come to us based on the behavior. So in other words, people say, oh, we don't know if that stuff really works. Well, you're utilizing it right now, but by default, what you don't want is coming to you as opposed to what you do want. Remember, we talked about laws and principles that whether we know them or not, whether we agree with them or not, they're in operation. They're going to work. And so everything that we're sharing, as unconventional and uncommon as it might seem, think about the fact that we live in a parallel universe. There is there is positive, there is negative. Every action is an equal opposite reaction. So again, whether or not we're being intentional with the positives of these, by default, the negatives take over, and it still reproduces fruit.
Yeah.
So what we're attempting to do during these sessions with our listeners is get you to shift how you process, shift how you think and be intentional with regard to application of these laws in the practical sense in your life. Because otherwise, left to itself, it will go the direction, it will do what gravity does. And gravity's purpose is to hold you down. That's the purpose of gravity. Mm-hmm. Now, certainly, that's a positive thing if you're sitting in a classroom, right? But it's a negative thing if you jump out of a plane without a parachute, right? So, mm-hmm. yeah, clearly I recognize that is, you know, quite facetious as an, you know, ridiculous example, but ultimately we're seeing the two sides, the yin and yang of mm-hmm. of the principle,
yeah,
and guiding people towards, here's the positive side of it, be intentional. Ask yourself empowering questions, and then you'll get an empowering answer. Whatever it is, whatever the affirmations that you have written in the past, switch those affirmations, which is an affirming statement, to an affirmation, which is an affirming question. And you will see the difference that begins to make in your life. I started doing this in again back in January, early January, and so I've got 10 on my wall in my room, so I see them each and every day, multiple times a day, and just one of my affirmations says, why do I respond immediately to powerful information? And you know, and the reason why I put that there is because I know that I had the propensity and the inclination towards, predisposition towards procrastination. And so rather than say, hey, I'm always on time, or I respond to information right away, I know that's not true. That's what my brain tells me. You know, you don't. I now ask myself the question, why do I respond to powerful information in a timely fashion? Why do I weigh 20 pounds less? Why am I in the loving, God-honoring relationship that I always wanted? And I begin to think about, what are the things necessary to make that question a reality? And you'll find just how it works. I challenge everyone, you know, who's listening to this call, to engage in this process that we're talking about. Just a couple of them. If you have your affirmations already written out, switch them into affirming questions in the positive. Not why you can't do something, but why you do something, and see the return that it can create for you. If it starts on the inside, you know, clearly, as you know, Marilyn, as you were saying about, you know, how do you think about yourself? Marilyn, you said something to me earlier that I think is really powerful, a question. If someone else talked to you like you talked to you, would you hang around that person? Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, it's all about, okay, so I'm going to start with this. We have to look at our body more. It's more than a simple physical shell, okay? We are energy, okay? So you spoke about the universe and about energy. So we have to see our body more than just a physical instrument that enables us to exist, right, okay? It's crucial to empowering ourselves and enhancing our health, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we're energy, right? Our body is an energy. It's like a resonator and a monitor, but it has the capacity to resonate with almost any form of energy, positive or negative. So under normal conditions, the body has the natural ability to throw off negative influences even before problems can develop. And then the body also monitors the energies we're exposed to by providing us with physical feedback through symptoms. So if we are exposed to positive influences and energies, we become stronger and more energized. But if we're overly exposed to negative influences, we're going to lose energy, and we're even going to develop aches and illnesses, you know, stomach aches. When you're around that negative energy, you're even going to feel sick to your stomach sometimes. So it's really important about our environment and who we're surrounding ourselves with. But the same thing comes to, you know, within ourselves. So I said, how are you talking to yourself? How are you loving yourself? Are you criticizing yourself? Are you saying, oh, my God, I'm so stupid. Or are you empowering yourself and saying, like when you mentioned, you know, affirmations. And so what are the thoughts that you are having about yourself? And who are you surrounding yourself with? Because, and you've mentioned this in our previous segment, that you surround yourself with four people. However, those four people are, you're going to be the fifth person.
Right.
You're going to be the fifth person because you're going to become the person that you're surrounding yourself with. So it's really important to ask yourself, you know, who am I surrounding myself with? Are they empowering me or are they disempowering me? So we always want to be empowered. And not only from others, but from ourselves.
Absolutely. Yeah, because we spend more time around ourselves than anybody else does.
Right, so we have to empower ourselves with the affirmations.
Yeah, most definitely. We always talk about the focus of our program is always in what is the condition of our internal environment, recognizing that whatever the condition of the internal environment is, it's what's going to dictate what we see on the outside. Whatever is going on inside produces what's going on the outside. And the reason why oftentimes for people this is a challenge is because too often we respond to what we see. If we actually see something in the physical universe, know that that is a printout of something that went on in the invisible universe. Because what we cannot see is more powerful than what we can see. Yet all too often we react to what we can see. So it's just making that adjustment, that paradigm shift, if you would, of how we process information, how we see the world. Remember in that movie, The Matrix, I'm sure you saw that movie, there was a one of the segments is when they're looking at a screen and there's nothing but it looks like a bunch of data running through, right? And you couldn't really quite make out the data, right? And that's kind of how our lives are, how our minds work. It looks like a bunch of abstracts that create the concrete. But if we disregard the abstract because we don't understand them, there's still going to be something that's created in the concrete. We're just not the ones intentionally creating it. There is really so much of this for us to embrace, to understand. I just, you know, and we're pretty much done with our time today. I just want to reiterate something that I pass on as much powerful stuff as I can to you, my listening audience. Noah St. John, The Power Habit System, The New Science for Making Success Automatic. The Power Habit System, The New Science for Making Success Automatic. And you'll find that a cornerstone of that, of this program, is the nuance of difference in personal development. And that is not simply saying affirming things, but asking affirming questions to lead us towards what we want to be able to get in life. You know, the difference between where we are and where we want to be is maybe something we don't know. So we need to get that information and apply that information to take us to the level that we want to be at. Well, I want to thank you, Marilyn Valencia, for your roles in our program today. Thank you for being here. Thank you for our listening audience, for you tuning in. We look forward to being with you once again next month. We discuss paradigm shifters, principles for life and success. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye now.